For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Grit. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni!
No cap recap. Presented to you by Down the Wire. Welcome to the No Cap Recap, presented to you by Down the Wire. My name is Tom Wirtz, here with my brother Dave, where we talk all things NFL every weekend.
Oh yeah.
Championship weekend was upon us.
Was it ever?
And I don't know. I felt like we were maybe a little disappointed this weekend.
I'm not.
No, with the results of the football games.
I mean, you are.
Just with how the football games played out.
I don't know. Fuck you, I guess.
I'm saying that we should have got a better football game in game one and a better ending in game two.
Look,
I'm not arguing necessarily who won the games. Maybe they were better teams. Okay, cool. But at least should have got a better football game in game one and a better end to game two.
Sure.
Yes.
I'm caught up in game one. You know, should we get to that first or should we hold off for that? Because I'm going to be speaking more passionately about game one.
Yeah, let's do game one right away. That was
okay.
The first game.
Okay, so
Eagles-Niners.
Eagles and Niners, we know the narrative here. Right? Brock Purdy goes down. The guy that is more or less rejuvenated the 49ers season, given their Super Bowl dreams and aspirations to new heights, gets injured, and you have Josh Johnson come in and then get injured again. And it's just a big shit show of a game for the 49ers, especially.
Exactly.
Here, look, I'm not saying that because of this game, the Eagles are fucking world beaters. You can't stop them. La, 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 la. But the amount of just slander that the Eagles are getting because Brock Purdy goes down is ridiculous. You have... This is something that you've even stated before, you know, minus Brock Purdy. You have Christian McCaffrey, Elijah Moore, Debo Samuel, George Kittle. You have probably one of the most stout offensive lines in the league. And that defense in Philadelphia is able to record 3 sacks and 3 turnovers, completely stuffing any offensive maneuvering, whatever, and just shellack the fuck out of the 49ers.
You're done?
Go.
They could not throw the ball. Like, physically could not throw the ball. Maybe the Eagles are a better team, okay? Maybe they are. Okay, let's say they are. That's fine. I don't necessarily believe that. They're not that much better than the 49ers.
Christian McCaffrey has been on teams where all he could do was run, where they physically could not throw the ball. Maybe not physically, but you know what I'm saying. He's been on 7-win Panther teams. He's been on, his rookie year was like an 11-win squad.
Yeah, but literally you didn't have to plan to defend the pass. That's what I'm getting at here.
Look, you still can run check down plays.
No, they did not want Brock Purdy to throw.
You can have Christian McCaffrey throw.
Yeah, he threw one pass and it was absolutely shit.
It was so, dog shit.
I don't know where the narrative is. He had a bad game, though. 15 carries, 84 yards. Like,
that's a bad game.
He had 5.5 yards a carry.
That's a bad game.
And a touchdown.
It's a their bad
only
game.
Touchdown.
Well, his only touchdown, touchdown came right at the beginning of the fucking game.
Yeah.
No. And he had a bad game.
Also, the second scoring drive for the Eagles was absolutely bailed out by officiating the entire time. They had a terrible roughing the passer call as well in there. I'm not saying the refs controlled the game for the entire time for a 31-27
win. They definitely did not.
All I'm saying is they were not helping San Francisco the entire game. Well, either.
San Francisco wasn't helping themselves, dude. They did a lot of really dumb penalties.
The second drive, it was 7-7, and Philly gets bailed out by a pretty ass pass interference call, as well as, I want to say there was maybe another ass holding call at some point. They just did not have to call those penalties, and it demoralized them. Brock was out. Josh Johnson quite literally just dropped the ball at a time, and once he came in, the game was pretty much over. I'm saying more of, we got robbed of a better game, because this should have been a much better game. If you're a 49ers fan, I don't think you can be, like, mad at the loss. I mean, it was bullshit in their eyes, you know what I mean?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I think...
You think the Eagles are that much better than the 49ers?
I told you the Eagles were going to win.
That's not the question I asked. Do you think they're that much better than the 49ers?
To that score, no. But what I posted on Twitter was, it does not matter whether Brock Purdy was in this game or not. The Eagles were going to win.
I don't know. I mean, I think Brock Purdy changes the whole dynamic of the game. They could not score. They could not do anything.
What was going to change?
Brock Purdy was leading them down.
Brock Purdy does not sling the football like that.
What do you mean? He has a huge game in the playoffs already and was coming back in the one.
I'm telling you, they would have ran these similar check down plays and... And this was not going to, it wasn't going to change the outcome of this game. The Eagles have been riding high all season. All season.
Okay. They had 269 total yards.
Nice. Yeah. Well, do you know why that is, though?
Because of the penalties.
Wait. Really?
The Eagles, yeah, they had 269 total yards. They passed for 120 yards all game. Ran for 148. That's a lot.
Yeah, but okay,
3.8 yards a play.
They only pass for that. The Eagles don't pass.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying the Eagles' offense was not world beaters
they
either.
They pound the fucking ball with the running game. They wear out your defense, keep their defense fresh, and then they fuck you up because of it.
Yeah.
Also, they had 3 turnovers that were, like, way in San Fran territory.
Correct. And also,
how are they? They're missing out on 50-plus yards because of that.
And it also, well... The drop ball was just literally ridiculous. Josh Johnson quite literally just let it fall out of his hands. And the other one, I will give the Eagles credit. They came up big on fourth down. I mean, they were dominant on fourth down every time. They did go 3-for-3. I didn't even know that, but I just went and looked it up. They were 3-for-3 on third down. The huge one to Devontae Smith on the first drive of the game was big. But
we didn't get a good performance out of any skill players. Like, this game sucked. Look at the numbers, you know, on Philly even, and their leading receiver has 36 yards. Their leading rusher has 48 yards. Then you go over to 49ers. Because,
yes, but the thing,
you can't tell me Christian McCaffrey wasn't the best player on the field.
He was not the best player on the field because I'm going to put so many more players on defense over. If we're talking offensive skill players, fine. I will give you that.
That's what I'm talking because because to be fair, Hassan Reddick was fucking everything up.
Dog, and how big of a player was Ndamukong Suh?
Dude,
especially in the second half.
We were talking about Hassan Reddick. Was that us where I did the stat with him on this show?
Probably.
I don't remember.
I'm sure you did it on both.
So I think it was one of two players that have double-digit sacks 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
And the other one is Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's more than TJ Watt, you know, JJ Watt, Aaron Donald, like, whatever that, you know, put whoever you want on defense. Hassan Reddick is a fucking madman. And I'm pretty sure he's the one who injured Brock Purdy as well right away. And he also had two sacks on top of it. He's a beast, man. And he's done it now 3 years, three different teams. Like, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I just need to keep reiterating this. I'm not saying that the Philadelphia Eagles are the best team of all time. But given the factors and what has happened, especially when you consider the weapons that San Francisco has, you have Kyle Shanahan, who is often regarded as one of the biggest offensive minds in the league. Blah, 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 blah. You can come up with a fucking game plan.
On the fly with no ability to pass, I don't think so.
Yes,
but
you
I also
can.
Will say, when does San Francisco start adopting this Green Bay narrative of, like, can't finish? Because this is, like, for the last 4 years or so, three of the last 4 years, they've gotten to the championship game of the Super Bowl and then lose.
Well, you know what? Especially if Aaron Rodgers goes, I mean, they take their spot.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They just don't finish the job either. And, well, how long ago was Kaepernick? That was a long time ago, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was 14, 13?
Something like that.
Okay, so
I was thinking 7 years, so but maybe a little bit longer.
Well, yeah, it was probably longer than 2015, I would say.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just don't think that you can be satisfied if as a fan of football with this game is all I'm saying. Maybe the Eagles are better. You know what?
You're not satisfied with competition.
Correct.
But with football, Philly played a really good game.
Sure.
And again, there's so many pieces to look at. Like, I think Ndamukong Suh was such a big factor in that game. He was crashing the offensive line like crazy, and then just was pissing off the fucking O-line. I don't know what he was doing or saying down there, but also the ludicrous play by Trent Williams where he just yanked dude down to the ground that led to the brawl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, they're just all pissed off.
I don't give a shit. Don't be stupid.
The Deebo Samuel options to like literally only run the ball with him if he's in a jet motion was also just, I mean, it was just so readable. Like every time.
But that's the thing though, that's what Kyle Shanahan like that happens to Shanahan when his chips are getting low. He just telegraphs everything. He does.
Yeah, I get it. But like there was no fear of a pass for three quarters of this game. There's no fear of a pass. They could not throw the ball.
Okay.
That's where I'm at with it. So I guess
I think you could have had anyone go in there to throw a football.
Who knows any plays like or anything?
You could have came up with some. You could have came up with two or three plays just to get a guy in there. You have to keep pushing. You're in the fucking NFC championship game and they gave up. They all gave up on San Francisco.
Maybe.
They
Maybe,
looked like, yeah. No, they did. They looked like fucking whiny bitches. And even if they had won, and for some miraculous reason, they would have won that game, I would have said they don't deserve to win the Super Bowl because they played like spoiled children.
I think you are the harshest person on the San Francisco 49ers today in the entire sports media world.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I think so.
You know, because like I said, there's just slander.
I also would like to say, well, I know you've been riding Eagles a lot this season.
All season. Before the season, I told you that Jalen Hurts put on some weight and he was going to have a much better year.
But
I didn't think we were going to go this far, but, you know, whatever.
I think this also has to create narrative that Brock Purdy needs to be back next season.
Sure.
Because he...
Well, I don't think there's any question to that.
Right now, so bad without him.
I don't think there is any question to that. I thought for sure he was going to
after his run and whatever goes through now. Yeah, just be ready for more Brock.
Yeah, and now we get to look at Nick Sirianni's stupid face in the Super Bowl.
Nice.
Oh, but we didn't. Josh Johnson.
I didn't want to remind you.
Don't be mad.
That was lame. It was lame. That's all I'm saying.
Don't be mad.
It's a lame game. Now, AFC Championship game, not a lame game. Pretty good game, actually, throughout this entire time. Mahomes versus Burrow. I mean, we both picked Kansas City last week. Cincinnati was getting too cocky. You want to talk about too cocky? They were getting way too cocky.
Yeah.
Leading up to this, they had the mayor, like, talking shit of Cincinnati.
Yep.
Shout out Travis Kelce in the intro for calling him a jabroni. Like, that was pretty solid. That's a pretty good, that's maybe the best soundbite of the year we've got.
Oh, there's a couple of them just from this presser right here. Because there was that one, and what was the other one where Kelce just, like, told him... to, like, stop being a punk-ass bitch. Or no, Burrowhead my ass.
Yep, Burrowhead my ass.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah.
The Chiefs now, they are going back to the Super Bowl. They were in their fifth straight AFC championship game.
Yikes.
Well, Patrick Mahomes played out of his goddamn mind. And on top of that, our boy, ex-boy, Marquez Valdes-Scantling was playing out of his goddamn mind.
I think you kind of incited the rage of one Patrick Mahomes.
I did?
Yeah, because how many times did you say, you know, we have to talk about if Joe Burrow beats Patrick Mahomes again.
Yeah, but I also...
Is he better, right? I'm just saying, you incited the rage of Mr. Mahomes.
I'm good. I wanted Kansas City to win. I felt like I was the only person in the communion that I was watching with that wanted the Chiefs
communion.
To
communion.
Yeah. Was I supposed to say commune? Like I was fucking.
Did you say community?
Cult? Sure.
Communion like a wafer.
Communion like
meeting. Let's break bread.
Exactly. If you don't break bread, he's a scrub. Give me. Now, everyone's talking about the penalty at the end of the game with Joseph Asai hitting Patrick Mahomes out of bounds. And if we're going to be honest, that was kind of a lame reaction, in my opinion, to like justify the game. Because while, yes, everyone, there's two things you thought like when it was going down. It was... He's making a play. He's trying his hardest to make sure that Mahomes doesn't get the first down. It's pretty soft, but as soon as it happened, you were like, ah, shit, where's the flag? And also...
Yeah, look, he outstretched his hand. You can see Mahomes is going out of bounds.
Correct. But also, Mahomes definitely sells it a little bit on the other angles. Like, it's...
That's his job.
Correct, correct. I mean, I'm saying for sure the flag should have been thrown. I mean, I just don't know if Joseph Asai, like, really was trying to be that aggressive. You know what I mean?
No, but again, so we had another one of these in the last game, too, where it was Jalen Hurts running out of bounds over near the like, 5-yard line.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's against the Giants. Who cares?
No, I'm talking about the Niners.
Oh, well, that game sucked anyway. It doesn't matter.
But the minute that you see the player running out of bounds like that, like, don't even try to tell me that Asai didn't know that. Like, you can see the fucking white line. It's clear as fucking day.
It's a bonehead play, but I understand the bonehead.
Don't extend your arm like that. Don't do it. That is going to get flagged, especially when it's against a star fucking quarterback.
Correct.
You don't do that. And in that situation where it's the fourth quarter, at this point, 8 seconds left, that gives up the game.
Yeah, it did. And Mahomes, how poetic is it that we are talking about his ankle, people are worried about his ankle, his ability to run, his mobility, then scrambling for what would be the game-winning field goal right after that. I mean, that works out perfect for him. They could not, on the opposite, run the ball the entire game, not by choice, but by assness, if you would. Yeah, I was just more like, holy shit, MVS looks really fucking good this whole game. He scored a touchdown in both games that they've played now, 116 yards, and the throw to MVS over the middle where Mahomes gets hit on one side, hit on the other side, throws it over the middle where a Bengals receiver is diving with one hand as stretched out as possible, and it just fucking ends up perfectly in MVS's lap. I mean, Mahomes is the best quarterback we've seen in maybe ever of a talent standpoint.
Definitely right now, the game that he has is fucking ridiculous.
It's not even like Aaron Rodgers used to give me those feelings. Like, it's Mahomes now. For sure.
Yeah, well, it certainly is a Rodgers.
Not Rodgers now. No.
Both of these games comes down to penalties. We have 9 penalties on the Bengals for 71 yards, 11 on the 49ers for 84 yards. How do you expect to win when you're giving up massive plays like that?
I mean, to be fair, like, officials kind of swallow the whistle a little bit. Jeez, someone's dying already. It's,
yeah, like, it's
8 o'clock in the morning.
It's the fucking playoff and Super Bowl hopes of the Cincinnati and San Francisco fans. Mm. Sorry.
It's a tough one to go over right there. Also, Chiefs were trying to get a little cute sometimes. They had that, like, hook and ladder play that they tried to run that they will never do again now. I'm going to say that. Travis Kelce played. There was thoughts he was going to be injured. And then...
Did you have that feeling? Because I didn't.
I did not. No, yeah, I did not.
Exactly.
He also now, him and Mahomes are now second all time. You didn't see the graphic, I don't think, of Mahomes is now second in passing touchdowns in AFC championship games or in conference championship games all time.
Dude, Tom Brady?
Yeah, but yeah. Tom Brady has 21, and I want to say it was 14 games, which is just crazy. He's been in the championship game that many times.
Wow, that does feel like a lot, even for Tom Brady.
12 or 14. It was 12 or 14.
Yeah, 12 would be poetic, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no shit. And Mahomes has 14 in 5 games.
That's very good.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah, that's absolutely nuts. Mahomes is our only hope on passing Brady in any of those records that we see him. How many has Tom Brady been to, does it say? Reached the Super Bowl 10 times. And the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Click on that link. Just click on that link. It'll probably get you.
Right here. 13.
Yeah, that's so 14 or 12.
13 AFC Championship games.
Oh, and then one in the NFC. So 14.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Is there only one in the NFC?
Yep. Because they lost. This is third year now. They lost this year, lost in the divisional, and then won the Super Bowl the year before.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so 14 championship games, 21 touchdown passes.
Wow.
But Mahomes, 14-5. That's crazy. And he's definitely going to keep going. He's only 27 years old. The Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, they balled out versus the Bengals. The Bengals, I don't think they were the better team. Burrow played a little sloppy. Chris Jones, another guy, beast on the defensive side for the Bengals, or Chiefs, yeah. Rather. He did not have a playoff sack entering the game, which is crazy to think out loud because he had 65 in his career already to that point. And then ended up getting two, took over. Remember, he was the one who was like, see you all at Burrowhead. Like, yeah.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. Fucking everyone up because that was the bullshit they were on. And do we hear anything from like Eli Apple in this game? No, he was pretty quiet.
Ooh, yeah. I feel like we might have.
He was pretty quiet.
He talked about last week's game.
Yeah, he was getting torched. That's why he was getting absolutely.
No. He did pretty good with the Bills.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter. I'm saying, do we hear anything this game from him?
Oh.
No, because he was getting torched. Exactly. All right. It's going to be Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl. And I'm going to guess we're going to take the week off next week.
Well.
Why? You want to know cap recap the Pro Bowl?
No.
Exactly.
We know. We talked about this.
I don't think that makes sense to do it in the middle. I think we finished no cap.
No, wait, it's a teaser. Try to get one out during the Pro Bowl.
Oof, I don't know. All right, we'll see. You just say Pro Bowl and it makes me cringe. It's going to be so bad. Oh, my God.
We're not talking about the Pro Bowl.
I know. I'm just saying the Pro Bowl is going to suck.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's where I'm coming at. Like, I don't want to even say those words anymore. All right, studs and duds.
Yeah. My stud is going to have to be Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, okay. Nice.
You thought I was going to go Eagles?
No, I just wanted you to pick one player. That's all I was
going to say. Oh, no. You thought I was going to take the Eagles defense?
Right. Yeah.
No, Patrick Mahomes. And it's not so much this week, but where he was at last week and the fact that he came from a potential injury that was going to keep him out of this game and, you know, I guess even longer, you know, depending on the severity. And he came out and absolutely balled. He was crazy. And that needs to be spoken highly about.
All right. I like that. I'll give it to Hassan Reddick on the defense of the Eagles. Because
okay.
I'm not denying he was changed the whole game. He was a fucking beast. He had two sacks and disrupting a lot of plays, and he took out Brock Purdy. And that pretty much fucked San Francisco from the jump. And he's a beast. I mean, he's weighs less than everyone on the field at that position, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
just a monster.
He's still able to just...
He's a man's man!
Fuck everyone. Just, he's an absolute world fucker. That's what I'm going to say.
Mm.
That sounds like a term that we should coin right there.
World fucker.
Yes. Okay, we got about 2 minutes. We're only going to do a half hour for this one because there's really no point.
Dud me.
Duds. How about for this dud, I go with,
we got about 2 minutes. Tom's going to take a minute 40 to think of a dud.
Give me the Mixon P. Ryan duo.
Oh, so you get to pick two people?
Okay, well, they just didn't get it done running the football
right.
In the cold. Chiefs defense locked it up. Chris Jones was whooping ass.
All right. My dud is going to be you. I'm picking you for shitting on the defense and everything that the Eagles did this week.
I'll say this on air, on record. I'm not impressed with this win by the Eagles at all.
I know you're not.
Zero impressed. Their defense is cool. Cool.
Cool.
Cool. Like, I don't care.
I'm going to expand it. You pick two. I'm going to go take the entire Twitterverse, the Twitter sphere of Eagles haters and doubters.
Hey, win in 2 weeks and change everyone's mind.
Cool. I'm just saying.
You can be the one on them. Now, to wrap us up here, quick Super Bowl prediction, because we won't be able to talk about it on NCR until we talk about the Super Bowl no cap recap. What are we thinking?
This is really tough.
I might go Chiefs by 50.
I'll take that bet. I'll take
Obviously, they won't win by 50, but I'm...
Dog.
Chiefs are going to whoop their ass. Whoop their ass.
Plus 21?
No, because it's the Super Bowl, but it's going to be a dominating game, I think.
You're crazy. You're just crazy.
Mahomes versus Jalen Hurts, I think he's going to whoop his ass. I think he's going to whoop his ass.
You need to not look at it that way.
I'm looking at it that way.
Because you have a team that... You have Patrick Mahomes who can throw the football like crazy.
With a really good offensive line in front of him.
You know what? Same thing was said about the San Francisco 49ers.
It's not as good as... The 49ers line is not as good as the Chiefs line.
The 49ers line is better than the Chiefs line.
That's just completely false. That's not true.
From
every position.
Mike McGlinchey.
Is trash.
Trent Williams.
Okay, it's good.
Yeah. Like,
maybe one player could start on the Chiefs line. What? They've like the best offensive line, I think, in the NFL after the Eagles. I think the Eagles have the number one line. But that team is stacked. Orlando Brown, Creed Humphrey, Tyler Smith. I mean, they got plenty of guys on the Chiefs offensive line.
Okay. But you have to look at it in the terms of the defense.
Are you taking the Eagles?
I will.
Okay.
I'll take the Eagles.
Cool.
Take that, bitch.
Should we do like a Super Bowl commercial power ranking on that NCR too?
Okay.
Yeah, can get down with that. Anything else you think we should go on there with that? Because we're literally only going to talk the one game. Maybe a whole season recap?
No, we should say that for another episode. No, we could probably grade every team next week. Instead of doing a playoff.
Okay.
If you really want to.
Maybe it's a down the wire segment. Maybe it's a down the wire segment.
I don't know why we're talking about this.
All right. That's going to do it for us on the No Cap Recap. Make sure you guys download us wherever you get your podcast.
5-star reviews.
This has been the No Cap Recap. And we weren't capping.
These girls want to tie kid down and keep me around, but I would never change.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.